Welcome, you're with Vox from Vox.org. You're with the Vox Show. I do free psychic readings and talk about magic, mysticism, the occult, and all kinds of really tripped out spiritual and magical situations. Good to be back with you guys on Monday night. We are already having a caller right now, so let's just hop to it, shall we?
My name is Steve. I emailed you tonight.
Oh, cool. I might not have seen your letter just yet.
Okay. That's all right. Well, anyways, I'll give you my birth date again.
Yeah, sure.
Information. July 3rd, 1975.
Okay, let's check it out. And so what's your basic question right now?
I just kind of want to know if I feel red flags coming up with me and my ex-wife.
You're feeling what? You have to speak up a little teeny bit.
Red flags are coming up.
Okay.
With my ex-wife, you know.
Right.
I'm just getting weird feelings and.
What's coming up? As soon as I look at her energy, she's getting the Seven of Swords, which means that she's lying to you about something that you specifically asked her, and she's telling you false information.
Do you want her birthday?
Yeah.
December 18th, 1966.
Are you the one that had the little daughter?
Right.
Yeah, because it shows here that the daughter seems to be okay, but the ex-wife is telling you a bunch of stuff that's not quite true. So
yeah.
You may really have to keep an eye on her, because I was waiting to get back some information from you so I could direct that information to some friends, someone who might be able to help you.
Yeah. Am I in any danger? I mean, I feel like she might be trying to pull something bad.
Well, what you're feeling is that she's untrustworthy right now, and she's very much on the defensive. She's being very strange, and I totally agree with you. She's acting like this because she feels that you know something about her now that you weren't supposed to know. So she's getting kind of angry and a little bit hostile and trying to make you feel that threat. And she's doing it on purpose. But remember, it's almost like an animal. When an animal feels fear, that's when they start snarling. And they start acting kind of crazy, like they're going to attack you. But I think she knows that she's being watched right now. And she would like to maybe hurt you emotionally and also physically, but she can't really do it.
What if I told you that I'm suspicious of her trying to hire someone to hurt me?
I would think that she wants you to believe that, and I also think that whoever she would talk to about that would probably make a lot more money by turning her into the police than actually pulling it off, because you're getting the Nine of Swords, and it's almost like she wants you to find out that you could be hurt. I find it very interesting how you came up to find out that information in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
I dropped my daughter off today at her house,
mm-hmm.
and there was an unexpected vehicle that I got a weird feeling about the first time I saw it. And I came to the front door of my daughter, and I looked through the window in her office, and there was this Hispanic-looking guy. He didn't look like a very nice guy, and I just don't understand why he would be there since she's got a boyfriend, and that wasn't him.
Right. Well, you're definitely picking up on certain vibes, and that's coming out with, again, like I said, the Seven of Swords, the Ten of Wands, and the Nine of Swords, indicating she is talking. She's talking some crap to some people and maybe making threats and also wanting you to feel scared. Now, there's no way in the world that she didn't know you were coming over with the daughter. Is that correct?
She didn't know. I came early. I usually come around 5 o'clock. I went there about 4 o'clock, so I'm kind of surprised her, actually. She didn't know I was going to be up there.
Yeah, but still, an hour is like, she's within the range of time that you're conceivably going to show up. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you were expecting to go there at 5 p.m. and you went over at 12 noon, to me, that's more of a shock and a surprise. So my feeling is that she wanted you to see that person there. She wants you to think something bad is going to happen to you. And I feel it's completely manipulated to make you this worried. And I'm not saying she doesn't wish that something horrible would happen to you, because I think we all know that she does want something horrible to happen to you, but she doesn't want to be incriminated in it. If anything happens to you after leaving her house, after somebody was there at her house and was seen, it would completely go back to her and it'd be, you know, proven that she had something to do with it. So she's not that stupid. If she was really going to hurt you or have you bumped off, she would be a lot more clever about it. Can you see that she's trying to make you have these feelings?
What's that?
she's trying to make you worried on purpose.
Well, that's just going to work against her in this case, because I've got a couple friends of mine who used to, this one guy used to be a cop, and he's got a few friends in the force, and he knows a PI that he's going to hook me up with.
Right.
And it's just actually have me do more work on my case.
Now, let's put it this way. If she was really, I mean, I would be more scared of her if she was actually being nice to you, because that would be really bizarre.
That's freaking me out. She is being nice to me, and this is why I'm having these weird feelings, because every time she's nice to me, something's going on.
Well, yeah, as we know that she's lying to you about certain things, but my feeling is that you're not in any real physical danger. She's just messing with your mind, and she sure knows how to do it.
Oh, yeah, she's very good at it.
You know, she's very clever, and I've known some people with that birth date, and I know how manipulative they can be. And she can be kind of psycho, completely. I totally understand where you're coming from and why you're so worried. I completely understand it. And I do think that you have to be really careful around her. There's no doubt about that. But if you're asking me to predict that something bad's going to happen to you, I don't see it. I feel the threat of it, yeah, you know, but mostly because she wants to freak you out. She wants you to jump the gun and do something kind of crazy so she can say, see, he's a nut. He's crazy, you know, and like use that in her defense. So she's trying to play with you. And she's being very clever about it, but she's not fooling me. You know what I mean?
Did I tell you that she's a psychic? That's what she does for a living?
Excuse me? You have to speak a little louder. What?
She's a psychic. That's what she does for a living?
There's a difference, Steve, between being psychic and psycho. And she's psycho. Yeah. Okay? Let me tell you what she knows how to do. She's the same thing as a gypsy who does a cold reading, who kind of eyes you up and down and kind of senses what you need to hear and what you want to hear. And she can pretty much, pardon my French, bullshit you. But she's not a psychic. Because if she was a psychic, she would tend to probably be a lot more spiritual than she is. And she sure wouldn't be treating you like that, because you're one of the nicer guys she's ever met. So I don't think she's psychic at all. I think she's a moron.
Yeah, I agree with you, for sure.
You know, and not because I like you, and not because you're a cool guy or you're my MySpace friend or anything like that. You know, screw all that. I'm just telling it like it is. I say a lot of nasty things to some people, and some people I tell them some really nice stuff. In your case, if she was psychic, she would have recognized what she had while you were in her life and treated you like the king that you deserve to be treated like, and none of this would even be happening. And you and I wouldn't even know each other.
Yeah.
And that would be just fine.
True.
That would be just fine with me.
I really did love her, you know. I really did. And
of course you did. And that's exactly what I'm saying. If I thought you were some jerk and you were just like doing some kind of custody battle just to win the kid and blah, 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 we wouldn't even be talking like this. But she's really messed up, and she's one of those people that makes real psychics look bad.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and I'll tell you another really strange thing. She also uses this this so-called ability that she has to manipulate men and put them around her little finger. She acts all witchy poo, you know?
Oh, yeah. She is so good. That's probably her forte.
It's really too bad that she missed her calling as, you know, a Hollywood actress. You know, the only Oscar she's going to win is for Best Psychotic Break in a Personal Life, you know?
Yeah.
She's really, and I hate to trash somebody so bad, and I'm not doing it to make you happy or sad, because frankly,
no,
I think it really actually does make you sad.
It does, yeah.
You know, because you wanted this thing to work out. Now, your daughter, I think, is very intuitive, but it's coming from you, not your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's a great kid, man. She's a very, very special little child.
And I totally understand why you want to be safe and keep your kids safe and all of that as well.
Yeah.
So what I would do, keep in touch with me and stuff, and write me letters and let me know what's going on. But for the time being, just understand you're safe. And what I'll do is email me and I'll send you a talisman for protection, a Mars talisman, and that'll help you out.
Well, right on. Hey, thank you very much. You're a really sweet girl, and I really enjoy your broadcast.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. And thanks for the head up on the show.
Hey,
bye-bye.
No problem.
Take care. So, we have another call over here. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes, this is Fox.
This is Vox, yeah. Who is this?
This is Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. So what's your birthday, Penny, and what's your question?
July 1st, 1950.
Okay. And how can I help you today, Penny?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm thinking of a career change, and I was wondering, what area I should pursue. My current employer is semi-retired, and so I'm trying to figure out what I might next do because I'm not in a position to retire. So.
Yeah, nobody is either. Even when they're 75, thanks to the economy, everybody's having to bust their ass. You know?
I figure when I'm 75, I'll go part-time.
Now, here's the interesting thing. You seem like you need to stay kind of close to your home situation. So why do you need to feel like you have to stay close to home right now?
I don't know.
Because it's coming across more like things that you can do from the home or near the home.
Uh-huh.
And those are things that make me feel internet related. Even if you're not really particularly in that mood, it shows that you have the ability to like start something from the home, possibly internet based. Now that's not something I ordinarily tell people, and I only tell people exactly what I get for their specific situation.
Right.
But it feels like you're starting to get tired of working for other people as well. But you haven't really carved out any kind of real major situations for yourself. I would love to say that you would go back to school and all this and all that, but I don't see it. I feel like you're going to go off and do these things that come to you. Again, it's like home-based business, things that you can either... I don't see you making anything with your hands. But I feel like directing things, making some kinds of shops, I would, the only class I would suggest that you take based on what I'm seeing or something from the Learning Annex where you might learn how to utilize eBay. Or things that you can actually do from your home with hobbies that you might be interested in, even if you don't physically make them.
Right.
Just to kind of tide yourself over a little bit, you'd be kind of surprised at what you can actually make happen financially. So that's the first thing I would do because I don't see you actually jumping off into a totally brand new situation right now.
Okay.
So hopefully this will give you a little bit of a head start there, okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Penny.
Bye-bye.
So we're plugging right along over here with the sun just moving into Pisces. We've got another caller. Hi there, it's Vox. What's up?
Hi, last week I was listening that you do readings for kids.
Yes, I do.
And I was wondering if you could read my son.
Sure. And what's your son's birthday?
12/4/2000.
Okay. And what's his first name?
Jacob.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Is he around right now?
He's sleeping.
Okay, that's okay. We don't have to worry about that. But I actually can read them when they come in person, too, so that's always fun. Little kids love to visit psychics. So let's just check it out. Did he wake up already or what?
No, that's my daughter.
Okay, good. It's like, keep him sleeping. Now, he looks like he's not been feeling well recently. He's depressed about something. There's something that's kind of shaking him up in the homestead. What kind of relationship situation has been happening around him recently that would make him so upset?
What happened is he has special needs and we tried medication and it really backfired on us.
Yeah, whatever it was, I can't believe that it seems like the dosage they also gave him was like a little bit much.
And it was a super low dosage. I had trouble accepting medication in the first place, but he just has all these issues and we tried everything and we were trying so hard. So we gave it a try and he just had a really bad reaction to it.
Yeah, he's getting the Ace of Wands. And so if that's the lowest dosage they have and it's showing such a violent kind of negative effect, it's obvious that he's going to have to switch some kind of medication. I don't see how he can keep going on, though, without any medication at all. Because that seems, it seems to be draining you like an immense amount.
Well, because we're just trying so hard to help him and... You know, and I know, I actually know you're kind of against those things. And for you to say that
totally.
He needs a medication.
I'm totally just, against it. I mean, not as a Scientologist is like de facto.
No, I know. But I mean, just to hear the fact that you're saying he needs medicine, I know how really against Ritalin and those things you are. And I'm just like kind of taken back.
Trust me, I am too. But he's got this Ace of Wands. And what's happening here is you're at the last few moments of sanity. Okay, and you've been faking it really good, being really strong and being very patient, being very loving, but he's getting stronger and bigger, and he seems to not really be responding to just all this really positive behavior that you're eliciting. You know what I'm saying? You're mm-hmm. doing all the right things, in other words, and it's not okay. fixing him. So that he needs something to kind of like balance his chemicals, because he's coming across here with some kind of chemical. I'm not a doctor, so I can't say they're imbalanced, like on a kind of a psychological level. I just really think that there is some kind of hormone or secretions or something that with his endocrine system that's off, and okay. it's manifesting these symptoms. You understand?
Yeah.
So there is something organic going on that's beyond, oh, yeah, let's just be patient and he'll work through it. Because whatever he's going through, Jacob is not experiencing merely a phase. He's experiencing a real physical situation. You know, it's like when I get clients who call me, they go, oh, Vox, you know, I hear voices. Well, what's the difference between me and them? I hear voices, but the voices that they're hearing are saying some horrible things. And my voices are telling me things that are benefiting them, myself and other people. So it's like all subjective, you know. So when I look at your child and I see that there's something physical going on that I can't fix just by just waving a wand or saying something positive or something like that, then I realize I'm out of my element and like we need some extra help, more than I can possibly give.
Do you think he's hearing voices or has any psychic abilities, or it's just his the chemical imbalance or the what you were saying about the hormone secretion or something like mm-hmm. that?
I'm feeling his is more chemical.
Okay.
And I do know that all children have a tendency to be somewhat psychic, and I do believe that. But see, he seems to be getting some of this from like a relative. So where did this come from?
On the father's side.
Yeah, because that's coming up really strong. Now, the cool thing is that this is an opportunity to do for your child what never got done for his father. His okay. father does not look like he was treated properly. And as you know, what happened to him, the result in his life was devastating, correct?
Yeah.
And that's what's making you so freaked out and worried that your son is going to turn out like the father. Well, no, he's not. Because I'm telling you, if you do all the right things, you might actually have to see a different doctor.
Okay.
Don't just stop with the one doctor. If you write me a letter, I can give you a list of some other people that you can contact that can direct you to the best doctor for your child's needs. And these are people that I've worked with for a long time who are doctors and professionals. So the most important thing that's happening right now is you're freaking out, thinking, oh, my God, my kid's nuts. Oh, my God. But I don't want to give him drugs. You know, imagine that's what his father's... That's what his father's mother said as well. Like, oh my God, you know. But she was in denial. You are not in denial. You're not. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
You're smart. And you got a lot of positive energy around you. You're a Taurus or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're coming across very, very strong-minded, very practical. And that's the kind of psychic that I am. I'm gut level. I'm down to earth. I just call it as I see it, and I really feel strongly you've got the right intention, so don't stop with that doctor. We'll get you another doctor, and we'll get him on the right medication.
Do you see him being okay and successful as an adult?
Yes, if he can get his mind focused. And I firmly believe that if you start going into the proper areas, like with the right doctors, the right behaviors, the right routines, your child will completely get it together. And I'm telling you, I have seen children that grew up on Ritalin that had fathers that committed suicide. The kids went nuts. And guess what? They are healthy, sane adults today, despite everything I just said. So that's a miracle. But miracles, like God likes us to like help him, help us. You know what I mean? Whoever God is, I don't pretend to know. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't start thinking of yourself as like being the mother to a defective child, because subconsciously that's bothering you. You understand?
Okay.
So,
I mean, I just want him to be happy. I don't want him to struggle. And I feel so bad when, you know, he can't sit still. I feel bad for him. I don't care what people think or what they say. I mean, I feel bad for him because I want his life to be easier on him.
Right.
And I know how hard things are on him sometimes.
You know, well, remember, too, you're not a saint. And these things are also being really hard on you as well. And they're also starting to cause damage to your relationships with other people, okay. including your husband. You
okay.
understand?
Yes.
So let's don't let the ex-husband's karmic misfortunes bleed over into every other relationship in your life and your son's life, because I believe you will find a miracle of healing here. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, I feel strongly you're going to do everything it takes, and I see a successful outcome, by the way.
Okay.
And I dare say I will meet your child one day, and he'll tell me that he was glad that we spoke.
Okay, definitely.
You take care, my friend.
Thank you so much.
And write to me, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. So it's Monday night with Vox the Psychic on Vox.org radio over here. So we're just trying to get through some calls. So if you want to get into the show, I can usually do like one call at a time. So I always get the first call that comes through. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. And as you can see, I'm the real deal. I'm not making any fools out of anybody, not even myself. And we've got the sun in Pisces today, which is kind of cool. There's also the Happy New Year, 4057 of the Chinese New Year calendar. We have just crossed over into the year of the Golden Pig. That sounds like barbecue or something, you know, Chinese Golden Pig. But anyway, so in the Chinese calendar, it's year 4057, as I said, and that kind of trumps our 2000-year calendar, doesn't it? So it's kind of interesting. Now, the Chinese astrology starts with the second new moon after the winter solstice, which just happened. So that was a big celebration. And again, so we got the sun in Pisces. What else we got over here? Sun in Pisces and the moon is in Aries, which is making people kind of fussy and fidgety and kind of going a little bit nuts. So in case you're like wanting to hit somebody over the head with a vase right about now, you should give me a call first so I can let you know which vase to use. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. Now, what else is going on? Yeah, you should check out the Vox.org forum and join up. It's totally free. And post all your questions in there. Like if you have questions that you'd like me to answer on the air and you haven't gotten a chance to call and get through, definitely check that out. You can also write to me and order stuff like astrology charts, numerology reports, dream interpretation reports, and all that kind of stuff so we can get into your head. And I also have a little MySpace page, too, so a lot of my MySpace friends like to call. And that's myspace.com/VoxThePsychic. So it's been a whirlwind kind of week, and I've been really busy with a lot of these planetary aspects with Pisces coming up. I actually just started writing another book, and I'll let you guys know about it. Right now, we've got another caller, so let's check that out. Hi, you're with Vox the Psychic. What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there, my friend. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. So what's your first name?
Alex.
Hi, Alex. How's it going? So what do you want to talk about today? What's up?
Not much. I was actually thinking about starting a company soon. I was wondering when would be the best time to start it up.
A new company? What's your birthday, Alex?
Mine or the company's?
Yours.
It's 4/20/76.
4/20/76? Okay. Now, it feels like what you're going to have to want to do is like wait till after March 21st. First off, it's going to be a much better aspect with the sun. It's the new solar year. Even though a lot of people think that it's June 21st, it's the beginning of spring, really powerful, really strong. And that's the best day. And also, even talking about it or trying to work it out right now, unless you already previously started it like a long time ago, this is not the moment to even try to get stuff to happen with it right this minute. You know? So that's the most important thing. Now, what are you writing?
Sorry?
What are you writing?
Oh, mostly just music.
Okay, because it's showing like musical aspects that coming up around that as well, which can, it's not ready just this minute, but it's definitely coming around May 21st to June 20th. You know?
Gotcha.
So those are a couple of little tidbits. It feels like you got to revamp quite a few things to get this business off the ground, though. It seems like it's kind of a starting and stopping energy. What are you trying to physically do?
Well, one thing I do is basically just set up sort of a housing company for musical endeavors.
Well, that's a great idea, and that's probably why the music and the writing comes up around it. But I would suggest waiting till again after March 17th and getting that together. And if you can wait till March 21st, that's even better, after the new moon in Aries. Okay, my friend?
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Take care, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
So we got another caller over here. Hi, this is Vox. Who am I speaking to? Hi there.
Karen. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Fine.
So how'd you hear about the show?
From an aunt.
Oh, cool. Great. She probably told you everything I'm going to tell you, but what the heck? We'll see. Now, what's your birthday, Karen?
12/7/56.
Okay. So Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
Let's check it out over here. Now, exactly, we're just trying to figure out your life or relationships.
Relationships.
Okay. Now, have you gotten literally married yet?
No.
Okay, because there's a marriage kind of situation in the back of your mind. You're getting the Sun card and the Two of Cups. So who says they're in love with you right now? Do you know who that is?
Yes.
All right. What's his birthday?
5/9/57.
Okay. Now, I will say one thing. He seems like a pretty cool guy in a lot of ways, but it's not making me feel that you really want to stick around this relationship. Have you come to that decision yet?
No.
Okay, because it's like he wants to do something with you and he loves you, but there's something that you're doing that's messing it up. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay, well, that's what's coming up. That's why I ask a person if they're aware of it, because sometimes people aren't aware of whatever it is that I'm talking about. But if you wanted to be with this person cares about you. I don't know if he's showing it in the way in which you want him to, but he would certainly like to have something happen with you, but it seems like it's very frustrated right now. You're getting all the cards I would ordinarily tell a person to get married with. You got the Two of Cups, the Lust card, which is the 11th trump, and the Sun card. So I'm feeling that it's a very very strong relationship that ordinarily would turn into a marriage, but I'm feeling that there's problems, and I feel that they're coming in some way from your perception of the relationship, which is kind of interesting. Now, what did your aunt tell you?
Oh, she just told me to call.
Okay. It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Well, we've been together for a long time, but he's working out of town right now, so...
Mm-hmm. And that's probably why when you're having like a...
Whether he's going to take a job out of town or not.
If he's going to, and the answer to that is absolutely yes. Absolutely. And that's not the last job he's going to take out of town either. Okay, he's got the Chariot and the Scorpio card. And it seems like his situation is actually moving forward really nicely, but there's something about it that's not gelling with you. Are you just kind of getting unhappy that he's going away or what?
Yeah, and I don't want to move.
Yeah, so can you understand why it comes out like your cards are showing it's a nice relationship, but the problems are about your perception of what you want and what he's offering? And can you understand that I'm also saying he seems to love you and seems to want to stay with you? So that makes a lot of sense. And you are married to him with the Sun card, even though you're not necessarily legally married. And
right.
That's why the Sun card came out to talk about he would like to marry you. He sees this as a serious relationship. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
But my feeling is that you're just not happy. And he's a great guy, and I would say that it would be really tough to find another really great guy like him, because the way the world is going right about now, there is only one Brad Pitt after all, you know. It's like...
Uh-huh.
I just feel I shouldn't tell you that you have to take what he can give you just because he loves you and he's a nice guy. Because that's
not... Well, we've known each other for 44 years, so...
Yeah, but you
I don't know him by now.
Right, but you understand exactly why I'm saying that. Because that might have been one of the reasons why you have stayed, is because everybody's saying, oh, well, you should just accept it. And you're starting to get pissed off. Like, well, shoot, where the hell is the rest of my life? And I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And why should I make you feel like you are the person who has to change? It's your life. It's your perception. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why your aunt told you to call me, because just to put it to you straight, I mean, I'm on your side. You're the smart one. You called me. You know, but you doing the things that make you happy are not necessarily going to make your life any easier, especially at this point in your life. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the dilemma.
Do you see anything about my daughter? She's getting married next month.
Guys, see, that's why I said you got all these marriage cards hanging around. She seems like she is in love enough to go and be crazy and go off and get married. But I'm not crazy about the person she's marrying. Are you?
Oh, neither am I.
Because I'm like, whoa. She just wants to get the hell out of Dodge. You understand? But I wish you'd have her call so I can, like, save you $25,000 on a wedding that's going to turn into a divorce in about 2 years with a screaming kid attached. Have your daughter call, because that's a huge mess. What you're dealing with right now is a huge life change, and you're not any readier for it now than you were before. So write to me, and we'll get into some more details, okay, my friend?
Okay, and I'll have my daughter call you.
Yeah, I'm going to wake her up pretty fast. So take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, so I'm trying to heal some people out here, hopefully with some good common sense advice. Give me a call at 323-284-5166 and get it while you can. So I got another call over here. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually calling for my daughter, Zoe.
Oh, cool. And what's the question?
Well, just about... Well, I don't know if you want her birthday.
Yeah, all I want from her is, like, her birthday.
Her birthday is 11/25/95.
Okay, and what's the question? I don't need any background.
Okay, how is her health?
Okay, let's check her out. 11/25/95?
Yes.
Okay, let's check it out. Let's see what's going on over here. And what's your birthday?
5/15/59.
Okay, so she's putting you through the ringer, huh? Looks like. Know. Thank God she got a Taurus mom. Somebody else would have just gone, oh, forget it. This is too much. Now, it's interesting. She does seem to have some kind of a viral illness. And I'm not a doctor, and I just like to make that known. I'm not a doctor. So anything I tell you, you should always go to a regular physician and get this thing checked out. Has she had any kind of fevers lately or what?
No, nope. No fever.
She's got the Two of Wands, Three of Discs, and the Nine of Wands, which shows she's come into contact with something that's attacking her immune system. What are her symptoms?
Well, she fainted Friday.
Okay, let's check that out. It's very unusual. It's very unusual. Her general health is okay, but it seems like she's come into contact with something that seems to have attacked her immune system in some way. No, it's not AIDS. It's not like that. But it seems to have like, the only thing that I can imagine that this reminds me of with her card formation is like something she could have come across somebody that has meningitis or been exposed to something of that nature. And my feeling is she's basically okay. Her general health is all right. But it's definitely strange enough for me to pay attention and want to take her to get a full checkup. Did you bring her yet?
I did.
What did they say?
Her blood work was normal. Everything they did, liver functions, kidney, she's not anemic. She's got enough potassium.
Did she hit her head in any way?
Well, she did when she fainted a year and a half ago.
Okay. And so she fainted again recently?
Friday.
Okay. Well, I know they're not finding anything, but I'm saying, you know, her general health is okay, but there is something definitely that's going on there that can be fixed.
Okay.
Because she's got really strong cards for healing around it, but I'm feeling somebody's missing something. They should have, like, I know she did her blood work and all that stuff. You might want to see if there's any kinds of... possibilities of I don't understand what this is, but like electrolyte imbalances, some kind of chemical that seems to have something to do with electric transmission from cells to cell. Because I do think that there is something there, but it's fixable. It's not some kind of debilitating illness. But you definitely, and if she's fainted more than once, you definitely should get her checked out for any kinds of epileptic seizures and things like that. Even though I would not like to say something like that scary to you, but you definitely have to check this out.
Well, she's going to go to a cardiologist hopefully this week.
Yeah. I would take her, honestly, I would take her to her neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to, I'm telling you this psychically, by the way, I would send her to a neurologist at UCLA or USC, and UCLA comes out strongest.
Yeah, she's going to a pediatric heart guy at UCLA, and that's the next step is the neurology.
Yeah, I actually feel neurology first, but however you have them set up, but I do feel strongly that somebody's going to find exactly what I'm talking about, and I feel he's closer to the neurologist. And after that, anybody else I would suggest you go to would be an endocrinologist, somebody who studies the chemical balances in the body. And again, I was feeling the best energy was coming from UCLA.
Okay, well, that's where, I know that's where one of the doctors is from.
Cool.
Wow.
It's very interesting. Okay. And it's makes me feel spine and the head, like the brain. And don't worry, she's not going to, like, pass away from this. But whatever it is, fainting in a like an open situation could bring her into some serious physical danger. That's why we want to take care of it ASAP.
Right. That's what I'm concerned about. She had a CT scan a year and a half ago, and it was normal.
Yeah. But you and I both know that sometimes they see stuff and it's normal and they're missing stuff. There is something there for sure. I guarantee it. And I shouldn't guarantee it, but I'm going to anyway.
You mean for neurologically?
Neurologically or...
vascular?
I'm not feeling it's muscular. Whatever it is...
Or vascular,
It didn't feel vascular. It feels like to do with the brain. I know how it's creating a symptom is cutting off the blood flow, and therefore she's fainting. And so people are thinking it's vascular, but I don't feel that. I know it sounds kind of weird, but obviously we want to check all bases and then contact me. What you should do, send me all her birth info, and I'll do her chart for you, and we'll see what we can uncover that way as well.
Okay. And you did my reading about a week or two ago, and it was a really good one.
Well, cool. Well, that's great, because if I'm telling you some good stuff, and then we're talking about your daughter, and she has a little bit of a situation, but it makes me feel very positive for the whole outcome.
Well, I'm keeping positive that it's all going to...
Well, I feel positive already, and I think, too, because you're very observant, that you're nipping something right in the bud. And anything that happened from last year to this year is something that you couldn't have understood because nobody saw it. So you can't do your motherly duties, if somebody's not telling you what you need to do.
Right.
So you did everything correct, my friend. So, and I'll keep her in my prayers, and send me all her birth info, and we'll try to see what else we can uncover about it.
Okay, I'll email you. Thank you.
Okay, take care, my friend. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we're over here with the sun just moving into the sign of Pisces. And as you can see how many calls we're getting, the sun and the new moon in Pisces that happened yesterday on Sunday is triggering a lot of the issues regarding health. Have you noticed how people are calling up trying to figure out about ideas about deception, secrets behind their back, all these secretive things. And that's what Pisces rules in the 12th house. Secrecy, hidden situations, mysterious events, events regarding hospitals, jails, children and their health, astral situations, things of a magical and mystical nature. So as you can see, I wasn't even able to talk about anything that I had prepared to talk about, but I don't care because if I get the calls from you guys take precedence. So if you want, I'm willing to take a few more calls here. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. And you're with the Vox show, and I am Vox. Who else would I be? Don't answer that. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. I have some time to take a couple of extra calls and just in case anybody wants to try to get through in the last few minutes. But we were talking about a lot of the mystical things that are happening right now with the sun and the final sign of the zodiac. Now, it's interesting to note as well that the year of the pig also is the final zodiac sign of the Chinese and Asian zodiac. And I would no doubt state that they have a lot of the same kind of physical and emotional makeup as the regular Pisces, which is kind of cool. For those of you who can handle Pisces, I have a sister who's Pisces, and she drives me freaking nuts. And the weird thing is, I have a sister who's a Pisces, who's born in the year of the rat, and I have another sister who's born in another year of the rat, who's got Pisces rising, and my sister with Pisces rising, who's born in the year of the rat, has a daughter who's born in the year of the rat. Who's a Pisces? It's the attack of the Pisces rats. Ah, run away, run away. So it's been kind of a creative time for me personally because I started writing not one, but two books. And they're going along pretty damn well, I gotta say. I recently started picking up I needed to start reading some Ernest Hemingway, which I had been avoiding my entire life. And I got to say, I've been reading this book by him called Ernest Hemingway on Writing. It's one of the best books I've ever read. You got to sit down with that book. Even if you're not a writer and you don't even care to write, just sit down and read that book. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever read. And he was sitting there going if I can only just write 420 words a day, I'll feel so great. And then if I can only write 300 words a day, wow, I'll feel okay. And so I was really inspired by that because I never really understood exactly how many words a writer has to write to feel like they're actually getting anything accomplished. But even somebody like Stephen King, I think Stephen's a Virgo. I could have sworn he's a Virgo. Typical Virgo, don't you think? Like cranking out a book a year. What he does is he basically writes one page a day. And we can't keep that guy shut up for 5 minutes. He's always cranking them out. And they're pretty good books, by the way. He also wrote a great book on writing. Stephen King on writing. So I've been in the mood to start putting some more of my books out for those of you who are clamoring, going, Vox, you talk a lot, but where are the books? So I'm in the process of getting those together for you guys. But anyway, so I stayed on a couple of extra minutes there to see if we had anybody that might need an emergency phone call. But in the meantime, you should always try to reach me at my regular line at 323-782-0222. That's 323-782-0222. That's my private line to call me up and make an appointment for a personal psychic reading. I also do astrology and numerological readings as well, and I do dream interpretation. And you can also get those either in a reading form or through email or chats. And I'm also coming up with a new series of classes, which I teach by phone and also through email and chat. So always check that out at vox.org/classes on my website. And in the meantime, so I am going to call it a night for tonight, and keep checking in on my blog because I'll be having all the planetary aspects that are coming up that you should pay attention to. So in the meantime, this is Vox the Psychic, and I'm signing off. Have a mystical, magical day.